I would like to welcome everyone to the December 14th, 2022 regular meeting of the Port of Kingston Commission. Comments from those in attendance will be allowed upon recognition of the chair. Please identify yourself by stating your name. If you would like to be added to the agenda for a future meeting, please contact the port office at least 1 week prior to the regularly scheduled meeting. Please submit your documents and or presentations at the time of your request. We have a preliminary agenda before us, and I'd like to call the meeting to order at 6:31. And as usual, we have a Pledge of Allegiance, and I believe that the flag is that way. We can stand. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. Well, we have a preliminary agenda before us. I entertain a motion about that agenda.
So moved.
Excellent. And all in favor? I second that. That's awkward. All in favor?
Aye.
Great. Okay. So we do have, as the first item, public comment period. And we have a public with us. And David, do you have any comments for us? Or?
Oh, I do. Wow, you put me at the front. Thank you very much.
Yeah, totally.
Learning all the intrigue of all the Port of Kingston. I thank you for having me. I hope to show up there wearing my Power of Love t-shirt and turning around and showing you the Port of Kingston logo on the back, because we have you listed as sponsors of our race, and I'll figure out some way to do that. Shirts were really popular this year. Everyone was kind of squeezing the shirts that didn't fit them. I don't really have any extra this year. So I'm the past commodore of the Kingston Yacht Club, Edmonds, and so there's two yacht clubs in Edmonds. We're the small one. Our clubhouse is a shipping container. And we tend to, it's not the big fancy place, it's the shipping container. And so we tend to focus more on sailboat and sailboat racing, and speak a little lower key. We came into existence in 1980. And since 1980, back when I was two, since 1980, we've been running the Follow the Rough race. And it's a big race. We're a really small club that runs a really big race. It's one of the recognized top races in the Salish Sea area. But it has a reputation as not being a hardcore race. People are friendly. We make things really easy. We do a reverse start so that people all finish at the same time and have fun with one another.
Yes.
And you know the analogy about the frog in the frying pan? It's getting hot, and when it's time to jump out of the frying pan, well, we found ourselves the frog in the frying pan. And we found that one of the things that people liked about the race was there was a social component to it. We had a nice awards party afterwards, and all the boats got together and crammed together in the guest lodge over at Port of Edmonds, and they all got to know each other and hang out. It was a really, really nice thing, and I think that's one of the reasons that they liked the race. But it got harder and harder to do that.
Yeah.
First time we had was the mortgage was reduced. The guest mortgage that used to be there was being taken over by the large whale watching boat that they had there. It made it really, really hard for us to get in there. And we found ourselves telling people not to come and because we didn't have room for them. And I always thought that the first thing is if you want people to do something is to stop saying they can't. And so we're seeing our sailboat racing participation go down over the years. The other problem we had, which was really bugged me, was that we couldn't find an affordable place to have an awards party and have those activities. I'll tell a very short story. The very time I raced that race, I was with my daughter. She was 14 years old. It was the two of us. It blew a storm. There were two boats were dismasted. We were absolutely last in that race. But boy, we finished that race, and we showed up and got to be in the clubhouse and have pizza and pop with the grown-ups and stuff and talk about it, and it was, I'd say, fair to say, a life-changing experience for her. Mm-hmm. We found ourselves in Edmonds being in a position that we're having our award ceremony in a bar, which is 21 now. And again, if you want more young people to sail with you, the first thing to do is stop making it impossible for them to participate. we saw it declining. We saw the races were doing well, the races that had that social component. We started looking around, and we found ourselves really warmly talking to Kingston because we're just awesome. The Port of Kingston was great. Kingston Cove Yacht Club was great. You guys were friendly. I don't need to tell you that Ray's friendly, right? That's not something even your father said, right? And efficient and responsive and flexible and accommodating with us and just really glad to see us. So we decided, too, that if we were at Kingston Cove and Kingston and at the Port of Kingston, that if we had the option to do more. And so we got invited by Kingston Cove Yacht Club to join them at their party on Friday night. And right. So we had hamburgers with them, and we filled our clubhouse with people from Kingston Cove and sailors from all over the Puget Sound area, in particular mm-hmm. the ones that have a way to go or spend the night with us. We had 22 boats made a weekend out of it the first year we did this in 2021. We had 22 boats come. The other thing that we do is that we have a skipper's meeting in the morning where people pretend to listen to the meeting and drink coffee and eat donuts, and then they have the race, and they come back, and we do the awards. And that's all in Kingston Cove Yacht Club. First year, we had 50 racers, which was basically the amount of racers we had the previous year. Of course, as you're aware, we had it again this year. We had 38 boats spend the night. I think Ray may have a different number for you, a higher number than that, but we had 57 racers. And again, we packed the clubhouse, and just people were just beyond happy with the accommodations over in Kingston. And going back to my 14-year-old daughter now, who is now 29 and teaches school down in Vancouver, that we had kids and kids were participating, eating pizza and pop along with everybody else. And we had a special youth division for them and gave trophies for any of the young people that participated. All the feedback we got was positive. People were, a little leery about it. It's a little different. You guys are, a different world. They had to get their passports stamped and stuff, to go over there. But people were just beyond happy with it. They really, really liked it. I was at a race. There's another race called Round the County that has 120 boats. And they race, and one of the reasons that race is popular is because they do it in Roche Harbor, and they have it overnight in Roche Harbor. I see this growing. Are you guys still there?
Yes,
we are.
Yeah. Okay. I see this growing. You guys have been absolutely wonderful, and I'm just here to thank you, sort of in person. And if there's any questions or anything you'd like to know, I stand ready to answer them.
Wow.
That is excellent, David. Thank you so much. Wow.
It's so cool. You guys have been so great. It's just awesome. You guys have just been awesome. And, just you think about it, right? You got 57 boats. Each boat's probably got 7 people on top of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have a few hundred people out having the best days of sailing they've ever had.
That's
kind
great.
Of amazing. And they like Kingston. And, the people... a lot of people stop off at Kingston on the way to and from the San Juan Islands, but not the folks from Shilshul, right? Because that's, you guys are not that far.
Yeah.
But what I think, one thing, this thing was eye-opening to people in Shilshul, what a wonderful facility you have,
yes.
And how nice you guys are.
That's great.
So what's your schedule for next year?
I believe that our intention, I'm no longer a person of authority next year. But I believe our intention is to return to Kingston, and I believe it's the first Saturday in October. So I believe that's the 7th. You got a calendar? The Port of Kingston is on board preliminarily for this. At least Ray would like to see us back again. Kingston Cove would like to see us back again.
Right.
So that's I can't commit because I'm not as powerful next year as I am this year. But
That's
wonderful.
Thank you.
It is wonderful. Thank you. I'll make another small thing, if I may. So one of the things that I use is I use Kingston for sailboat diplomacy. And so I do a lot of work in the international. So I do a lot of work for Boeing, an engineer for Boeing, and I do a lot of work in the international standards community. And one of the things that I do when I have people come out of town for these meetings, we put them on my boat, and we do the dinner cruise to Kingston. And we go to Kingston. We usually go up to the filling station and crowd around the big 1970s fire pit table.
That's awesome.
And we show them a good time, and we show them something in Seattle that's not, that's on a tour books and stuff like that.
Right.
And they enjoy it, and it's a wonderful thing that we do. So you may not be aware of it, but Kingston is participating in the development. ISO technical committee 184, subcommittee 4, working group 15. You guys are an asset to us. So anyway, I know you're busy.
That's great. Well, thank you so much. Wonderful. Really appreciate it.
Yep. Anything else I can answer for you? I know you guys are busy.
Well, just a quick comment. A quick comment. I have done that race, my brother and I, and our deckhand, in 86, maybe, or so.
Okay.
And it was really windy. Uh-huh. We got knocked down as well. It was not fun. We had too much sail out.
Yeah. Were you last, too, like we were?
No, we weren't last.
Yeah. My daughter, we were at the south end of Whidbey Island, and a big wave just slopped over the side of the boat and smacked her right in the face.
Yeah, we had a gust and a wave.
Yeah.
We had a pretty small boat, too. So, yeah, it's fun. Yeah. It's an awesome race.
Great to have you. Hope to see you on October 7th.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks, all right. Well, I'm going to say goodbye to you folks, if you don't
thank
mind.
You.
Although,
okay.
All right.
Appreciate it.
See you.
Have a great
bye.
Night.
Bye. See you.
Night.
Thanks you again.
Thank you.
That's great. That was awesome.
Wow. That's cool.
And then, Mary, I think I is that your
can
number
you
there?
Me?
Yes. Yeah. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Can you hear us?
Perfectly.
Okay. Oh, good, good. We did a sound check earlier.
Yeah, and anyway, my computer would not hook up, so I'm on my cell phone.
Okay. Well, that's
with the packet in front of me.
Right. Excellent. Okay. Well, we just had our public comment, so we're going to.
I heard most of it. Yeah.
Great. Okay, well, we'll move on then to item 5, the consent agenda. Of course, these items, matters are routine and will be enacted by one motion of the commission with no separate discussion. If discussion is desired, that item may be removed from the consent agenda by a commissioner. We have four items. Item A, approve the November 15th. 2022 work session meeting minutes. Item B, approve November 16th, 2022 regular meeting minutes. Item C, approve December 6th, 2022 work session meeting minutes. And then item D, approve November 2022 warrants and EFT payments. Excuse me.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
And I will second that as presented.
Very good. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Very good. Okay.
Oh.
Motion passes. I've got a tickle.
Do you want me to get you some water or something?
Sorry. I think I'm all right.
Okay.
Okay. Now before us, we are going to recess to executive session. The commission will now recess to executive session per RCW 4230.110.1 subset G to evaluate the qualifications of an applicant for public employment or to review the performance of a public employee. However, subject to RCW 42.30.144, discussion by a governing body of salaries, wages, and other conditions of employment to be generally applied within the agency shall occur in a meeting open to the public and when a governing body elects to take final action hiring, setting the salary of an individual employee or class of employees, or discharging or disciplining an employee, that action shall be taken in a meeting open to the public. The commission will be in executive session for approximately 30 minutes, and that we are going into executive session at 6:45, and we'll. Yes.
What will happen if we're finished before 30 minutes.
What we'll do if we finish before 30 minutes is one of us will go out and grab the employees that are here.
There's no public present.
There's no public present currently, so which is good. Well, that'll be that way because we won't let them in. All right, very good.
Okay.
And then we'll just leave you on with us here, huh, Mary?
Yeah, and if anybody joins.
Mary, can you see us? Or? Oh, yeah, thank you.
No, I'm on my phone.
Oh,
right,
okay.
That button right there.
7:20, going to be another 20 minutes or so?
Okay, we're coming. We are extending the executive session for an additional, let's say, just 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Up to 15 minutes, let's say that.
What are we going to do with that?
Yeah, we have a chance to talk to Greg, and then we'll come out, and then we will
do the action.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. All right. I'm pausing again. Okay. It is 7:32. And we had extended just a 15-minute period, so we're back. I would like to call the regular meeting back to order. And as an action item, we have, let's see, I think we'll discuss this now because we have then created a recommendation for
okay, so this is excuse me, Steve.
Yeah.
This is actually I. Okay, and we're putting that up as A.
Oh yeah, right. Okay, let's go ahead through the action items. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Okay, action item A is approve resolution 2022-12-14-01, amend Port of Kingston delegation of authority. And so I entertain a motion regarding that action item.
I move that we approve that resolution.
I'll second that.
Very good. And I think what we'll do is we'll have Greg go over that real quick with us. Real quick.
Yeah, this resolution will be reviewed on an annual basis. This resolution is an update to the previous resolution. Chris Williams, our administrative services manager, reviewed multiple delegations of authority and recommended that the table, we have this table to make it much easier to reference the different items surrounding the delegation by the commission to the executive director. The advantage is that it is easy for both the commission, the public, and the staff to understand what the limits to the executive director's authority are. Also, it aligns with our procurement policy. We do not see any downside to this level of detail, and staff recommendation is to approve the updated delegation of authority. And I want to thank Chris Williams for her work on this.
Excellent.
Hey, Chris.
Thank you.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Do we have any further discussion?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yes?
I don't. I just want to make sure.
That was good, Mary.
Anybody? Anybody.
Nope, no further discussion. If none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Then we made Mary laugh.
Okay, very good. Sorry, Mary. Okay, action item B, approve resolution 2022-12-14-02. In Navy talk, those would be tax. You could say TAC. Updated rules and regulations. And Greg, do you want to go over that? Oh, sorry.
I approve resolution number 2022-12-14-02 to update rules and regs.
We have a second.
I second that.
Very good.
Yeah, I second it.
Okay. Greg, you want to go over that with us?
Yeah, this resolution is to update the rules and regulations. The change was to not charge tenants a fee for issuing a password except for
Yep.
And so it doesn't make sense, you know, you rent something from us, and then you should just come with a key to the apartment, whatever license. But if you lose it, then it should be punitive for that, but not really up front.
Yeah, makes sense.
And there's a lot of extra work for no benefit.
Cool. Okay. Any further discussion?
Can I say that, like, Ray and his team, they were the ones that really kind of, and then Audra and Chris brought it up and kind of brought it, so it seemed common sense once they started discussing it.
Yeah.
So I want to thank them for, you know, they went through it in detail.
That was evident that it's been cleaned up.
It's a group thing.
I know.
It's got a good team.
Yeah, totally. Okay. Well, if there's no further discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Very good. Well, that motion second passed. Item C, approved resolution 2022-12-14-03, Wenslow Architects 2023 contract. So, I entertain a motion to approve.
I'll move.
Okay, very good.
Second.
Very good. Okay, Greg.
The port has retained Wenslow Architects to provide technical services. We are entering into another phase that will move the design effort forward for commercial development of the Mike Walls Marina Park property. Staff is requesting approval to execute a contract in the not-to-exceed amount of $50,000. Staff would like to keep the design effort moving forward that will result in renderings of the building so we can have time to vet the design with the commission and the community and ensure this is a viable option moving forward. We will also be developing the financial analysis and cost-benefit analysis so we can determine what funding options are available. If we do not approve this contract, the project will stall. All momentum will be lost, and we could likely lose our contracted architect. Staff recommend approval of this contract.
Excellent. Any discussion on that?
Nope. I just want to make the comment that we've talked in work session, I think, about getting a understanding the scope and timing of what he's doing as we go forward, because it's something that people ask about.
Oh, yes.
And I'd like to have decent answers.
Yes. I agree. I've got the same,
And that's coming soon because Charlie is just now recovering from illness, correct?
So probably after the first of the year?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good. Okay, now we're off to item D, approve resolution 2022-12-14-04, Washington Project Consultants 2023 contract.
I'll make a motion to approve that resolution.
And I will second that.
Excellent. Okay, Greg, you want to go over that real quick?
Yeah, item 6D is a request for commission approval for a new contract for Washington Project Consultants for the not-to-exceed amount of $30,000. Mark Horton is the principal for Washington Project Consultants, and he serves as our contracted port engineer. Mark has been an integral and invaluable part of our success here in Kingston. He's former deputy director of the Department of Ecology, is a certified professional engineer. He has helped us assess our assets, navigate environmental and permitting issues, apply for grants, and develop a procurement policy, to name a few of the projects. We benefit from his deep experience and his institutional knowledge of the port and ports in general. If we do not approve this contract, we will have to contract with some other firm because we absolutely need engineering and environmental expertise. Staff recommends approval of this contract.
Very good.
And Greg, can I ask this D about Washington Project Consultants? That's a 2023 contract. And then H, which is an amended 22-year contract.
Yes, we'll be asking.
What's the total?
Oh, sorry.
I just wanted to know, you know, what the bottom line was on those two.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So the 2022 contract was for $25,000, and then we noticed that we're going to exceed that amount if we want to do any work to finish out the year. The contract actually does go into January of this coming year, but he's at capped at the dollar amount. So that is a 6H, item 6H as a hotel, is an extension of the contract for this year. This is a new contract that would really cover all of 2023 for what we're seeing. The amount was about 30, maybe might hit 30,000 this year, so we're asking for 30,000 for next year.
Right.
So there are two separate contracts.
So it was 25.
Yeah.
Yep.
On?
Yep.
The total for the two of them is
$60,000
per year.
Contract.
Correct.
Years.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. 30 per
yep.
year.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you.
Awesome. Okay. So we have a motion and second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Very good. Okay, so now we are off to item E, approve resolution 2022-12-14-05, amend resolution governing promotional hosting expenditures. And I entertain a motion.
I would move to approve this as presented.
I'll second that.
Very good. Okay, great. Want to get into that with us?
Yes. Item 6E, this resolution, is part of a systematic review of important resolutions. Since we are coming out of the pandemic, it is more likely that we will have more opportunities to meet with potential customers and market the port. This resolution simply provides a current resolution that increases the limit from $1,000 to a proposed limit of $5,000. The benefit is that we can engage in promotional hosting activities without going to the commission for approval. The $5,000 is still a reasonable cap on expense. The downside would be that we may have to expend more time going back to the commission for additional approvals when marketing opportunities arise. Staff recommends increasing the limit to $5,000.
Awesome.
Is that $5,000 per event or total for the year?
I believe it is in total.
I believe it is in total.
Okay.
Yes.
We're just going to
idle. And the other question I have.
Yep.
Would you keep us aware of what promotional hosting activities you're doing?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, that's good. That's helpful.
And the way this reads, it reads on an individual basis, though.
Okay.
It reads all expenditures
right.
over $5,000
yeah.
require prior commission approval.
Right.
But I will keep you, just by virtue of this conversation, I'll keep you appraised of anything. Actually, just generally, I'll report out about promotional hosting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. I don't think we need to make any correction on that, but I, you know, we just make sure, so.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's a communication thing.
Yeah.
So, before we vote, I just want to make one comment, and that is that, knowing what's going on, and telling the story of things that are going on is just so important. The marina people basically say, you know, you're number two, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
We should be making a big deal about that.
Oh, yeah.
And that kind of communication matters to me a lot. And that's why I'm interested in us having an understanding of the kinds of things that are sort of easily available to people.
Yeah.
And that they will ask us questions
yeah.
for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, thank you.
Yeah, very good. Excellent. Thank you, Mary.
Yeah, once I have more details regarding that award.
Yeah.
What award?
There, as we understand, yeah. there is an award that's been issued. And
is it one of four?
On the West Coast, as yes. I understand.
You're kidding.
We're no.
Number two.
Who's number one?
Friday
night one. You just get up.
It was Roche Harbor. Roche Harbor and us were the only ones named.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
So there's only two people that were two marinas that were recognized.
Yeah.
And we were one of them from marinas.com.
Yeah.
Marinas.com.
We
that's right.
Before. So I think Brady, you guys got that last time too.
It was an elite.
Elite
award, yeah, yeah. So that will that's going to be on our website and on our Facebook page. And as soon as I have all the details around that, it will definitely be communicated that way. I can assure you.
We'll do a shout out.
100%.
In the newsletter.
Absolutely,
yeah.
That will go in the.
Well,
it will be in the. This will be February because we've already gone to publishing with January. So in February, it will definitely be in the newsletter.
Yeah.
And we put
it
on our website.
Okay. Oh, of course, yeah. I told her it would be in the newsletter,
that's
the Facebook
great.
Page, wow. the website.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Well, you
already hit
a bonsai. Oh, okay. So,
you stole Greg's thunder. He had a note to talk about that.
That's a good indication of who the staff
were. Yeah, that's right.
You brought it up too soon, Mary.
I know that I can get through these approval action items.
Yeah.
I have to say I'm not sure I can get all the way through.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're almost done. We're good.
I wanted to make sure of that too, Mary.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's go ahead then. We've got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Very good. Okay, and we just got a few more to go here. We've got item F, approve resolution 2022-12-1406. Approve the 2023 rate schedule.
Yes. Yeah.
So moved.
Very good.
Second.
Awesome. Greg, do you want to go over that with us?
Yeah, Commission previously approved the rate schedule. On further review and looking at current market conditions, staff was concerned that the increase may be too much for the market. Staff is requesting keeping the rate for the seasonal mortgage at the current rate of $11 per lien for a month, and we'll review again next year.
Awesome. And that, Mary, I think we had a discussion about this too. Just yesterday.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
and
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the incredibly interactive and constructive conversation about this.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
Thank you, Greg.
Yeah, and thank you, Ray, because I think, you know, Ray talked about it, and we had a good conversation about it, and also the staff. And, Ray knows the market. He's front center on it, so I think I'm going to definitely heard that one on the discussion on this.
Yeah,
so I appreciate him, though, going forward with it. I know it's not easy, but it's hard. So thank you. Thanks, Ray.
Thank you. Okay.
Is Ray there?
Yes,
he is. Yeah, he's sitting right here with us.
Hi, Mary.
Oh, great. If I had four hats, I'd take them all off. To your perception and understanding of how people deal with this kind of issue, even if it's not terribly financially significant.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that it says something different, and I appreciate your going to bat for it.
Yeah. Okay, we have a motion and a second on action item F. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Very good. Okay, off to G. Approve resolution 2022-12-14-07. Approve the amended 2022 Winslow Architects contract.
So this goes back.
Oh, hang on, Greg. So we got it. I
move that we approve resolution as shown.
Very good.
Do And Laura,
second.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, great. There you go. Staff is requesting approval to amend the contract from $50,000 to $57,500, or an additional amount of $7,500. This amount was increased to allow for the landscape architect's work on the site design for commercial development in Wallace Park. In full disclosure, I did sign the contract to allow for this change, in kind of in the moment, so that we didn't lose the ability, because we met with the county yesterday.
Oh, right.
But I believe this really should have been approved by the commission in advance.
Right.
I have to check on that, but because it's over 10%.
Well, and it's clear that you authorized, you did that action, Greg, to meet the need of the moment.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Any other discussion on that?
Nope.
Okay,
nope.
So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Very good. Okay, well, we've got two more to go.
Two more.
H, approve resolution 2022-12-14-08, approve amended 2022 Washington Project Consultants PLLC contract.
I so move.
Very good.
I second that.
Awesome. Okay, great. Do you want to go over that with us?
Yeah, similarly, staff is requesting approval for an additional $5,000 for the Project Consultants contract, which would bring the contract to $25,000 up in addition to increase the amount to $30,000. The existing contract was nearly complete, and we will need this amount to finish out the year. Since this contract was also on a not-to-exceed basis, staff is requesting commission approval.
Awesome. Do you have anything on that, Mary? We kind of went over that, didn't we?
No, we basically already talked about how that relates to this year and et cetera. So.
Awesome.
I'm good.
Okay, very good. Well, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Very good. And one more item.
Is Laura still there?
Yeah.
I didn't hear Laura.
Oh, we said aye at the same time.
I just didn't hear you.
I was blending in with Steve.
Yeah, we said it at the same time.
In unison.
In unison.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
That's what happens when you can't see anything.
Yeah, I know. Okay, item I. Approve the executive director compensation as discussed in executive session. And let's see, we've kind of have...
There's three parts.
Three parts with this. But we would need a motion, I think, at first, right?
I think you have to present it.
Oh, I'll present it.
I so move.
Okay.
We don't have anything...
I'll present what we came up with. Okay. What we came up with in relation to Greg Englund's compensation for 2023 is a 10.1% salary increase. So that's item one. Number two, increase his PTO, his personal time off, from what's existing now to meet staff for the next step, which is to 10 hours per month. And then as well, as we're considering staff compensation for 3 weeks of sick leave to also provide that as part of his compensation. So those three items.
Got it.
Okay. So now.
May I make the clarification?
Oh, yeah.
That the 10.1% salary increase is equivalent to the existing statewide COLA, if I got that right.
CPI.
The CPI. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
And one point clarification, I think previously I could roll over the amount. There wasn't capped how much I rolled over, and it meant that, like, I have to work at the end of the year.
Right.
So we have that, but I don't know if it was memorialized previously. And so if we could memorialize that.
Oh, okay.
So we have a cap on how much PTO you can roll
that you can bank.
Yeah.
But I may or may not be able to do that based upon my job at the end of the year.
Right.
So you know, before when it wasn't recorded, I don't think that I could, that I wasn't capped on how much
PTO. How is staff's listing for that?
It's
moved to 200.
It's moved to 200.
Oh, okay.
Right. What was it currently? 160? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that means that yours would be comparable to theirs then, correct?
Yes, or if what I had was, it wasn't 180, we're increasing to 200. So what I had before was, it wasn't capped. So if I was at 180 at the end of the year, I could roll that. It wasn't capped. I didn't have to use it, whether I liked it or not. And that's kind of based on whether I have to work for some reason or whatever.
But you're suggesting that we cap that?
No, I'm suggesting you memorialize.
Memorialize that.
Because it was recorded. It was talked about, but I don't know if it was actually recorded last year.
So memorialize that it is capped at 200.
200.
Well, that's not capped, but I can roll it over.
That you can roll it over.
Up to 200 hours.
So I can roll over more than 200 hours if I end up past 200 and I'm accruing it.
Right.
So let's just say I have an emergency at the end of the year. I'm at 205 hours. I don't have to use that PTO or lose it. I can roll that over.
You can roll it over, yeah.
What can staff currently roll over?
They will be able to roll over 200 hours.
So the same as yours?
Mine wasn't capped.
Oh, okay.
But he's saying it wasn't stated.
It wasn't memorialized that way.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, so gotcha.
It should be written into...
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It just was never written. We couldn't find any record. There was some record. But.
Yeah. And I wanted to clarify, too, that 10 hours is would be per pay period.
Not monthly.
Oh, sorry. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
It's so twice a month.
Thank you.
That's what I thought.
It goes from 8.34 to 10.
So we should probably have somebody memorialize this. You're going to memorialize this in a...
Should we do a memo? What's the
resolution or something that... When we DocuSign, so that we can make sure.
DocuSign.
As an amendment to the contract.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Amendment to the contract.
Does that sound good, Mary, to you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, I just said good.
Yep.
Amendment.
Okay, well, I think we've got all this clear then. So.
Did we vote on?
No, we have not. Well, okay, so. You made a motion, right?
We wanted to discuss first.
So we had clarification first. And then...
it's Mary's turn.
Mary, do you want to...
They were the motion.
You want one of what?
Motion to approve.
A motion to approve the compensation as discussed.
Yes. I make that motion.
Okay,
I'll
awesome.
Second that.
Laura, second. And all in favor?
Aye.
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 Very good. Motion second pass. Okay, awesome.
Okay.
Good job.
You made it.
We've got a couple more items here. We've got a discussion items, which is the...
Before we go into that...
Yeah.
Imagine that the vacation sick accrual is something that I can pick up on later. I've kind of reached the end of my tether here. I would like to depart from the meeting.
Okay.
Bye, Mary. Take care.
I'm glad all the action that we took.
Yes.
Heal quickly.
Yes.
Yeah,
go
I
rest
hope you get better.
Take care, Mary.
Bye-bye.
Rest up.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything she's going to miss.
Yeah. So we've got then the employee handbook discussion.
And that's just, Audra, if you could share just that little bit about the PTO for, or the, you know, time accrual for the staff. That's the, that was what we, yeah.
Okay.
Just to share the, yeah. Someone has terrible handwriting.
Goodness sakes. Ongoing. Staff is requesting we update three items. Definitions around exempt. Audra and Stacy and Chris, they went through it in depth and also in conjunction with reviewing SAO standards and terminology.
Right. I haven't finished going through it, so I don't know.
So we're gonna update some of the language in the employee handbook with regard to that. The other thing is PTO, we had capped it at 180 hours. 160 hours. We're increasing that cap for 1 week, another 40 hours starting January 1st. That's 200 hours for PTO. SIC is going to increase the accrual rate to 3 weeks a year. And we look at it, and basically in this world, we have so many people between the pandemic, flu, and just all sorts of different health issues. It makes more sense to increase, I think, we discussed this amongst our staff. I think we have really conscientious staff, but I think it's worthwhile to increase it to 3 weeks for sick leave annually. And that way, they aren't forced into using their PTO for sick as much, I hope. And then they can get actual time off, using it with paid time off when that occurs. And then for people that have been around for a while and have not been able to really use their PTO, you know, they don't have to use it or lose it. They can actually make it to, 200 hours.
Another week.
I think that that's pretty reasonable. That's 5 weeks that they can bank.
That's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. So between those, everybody strives for work-life balance, and especially we have a lot of newer employees that, they have to accrue a lot of this as they go come in, and so it just makes it so you have to wait years trying to accrue, whether PTO or whether it be sick. It gives them hopefully gives them a little better life.
That's awesome.
So that will be some changes in the employee handbook, and we just want to make sure that we talk to the commission about that more.
Yeah, cool. Okay, we're moving right along to financial report, item 8.
Okay, so for November, the balance sheet, we had total cash and equivalents of $2.5 million, an increase of $370,402 year-to-date. The long-term debt, which is our GEO bond, is at $729,500. And ending cash, including all debt, is $1.8 million. On the P&L, total income year-to-date is $2.32 million. Total expenses are at $2.52 million. Net operating loss year-to-date is $196,000. However, if you exclude depreciation, it's actually income of $243,604.
Awesome.
So that's important to know. Yeah. Resulting in net income of $391,635, excluding depreciation for year-to-date.
Fantastic. Awesome.
That's good. Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Good job. Wow. Okay. Public comment. We don't have any other public here.
No public.
Commissioner reports.
Okay. I'll go. So, got to go to the conference. Mm. It was really, really good. I think
my
it was
God.
One of the best conferences I've ever been to. I mean, I've been to quite a few. Started out with Danny Heck, the Lieutenant Governor, giving a really nice speech about, coming together, that, having peaceful transfer of power amongst everybody, and that America is worth fighting for, and we don't have to hate those that we disagree with. And one of the examples that he brought up was it Representative Jeff Wilson?
Mm-hmm. No, he's Senate.
Is he Senator?
He's the Senator.
Senator Jeff Wilson, who is also a park commissioner.
Yep.
Go figure.
Mm-hmm.
And got a really nice, had a very nice conversation with Mr. Wilson. In fact, I hugged him because he is just really a very down-to-earth, you know, Danny Heck's a Democrat. Jeff Wilson's a Republican, but they actually like each other. Go figure.
And they work together.
They work together. Nice. They, you know, they try to do that. Jeff specifically was, you know, saying that sometimes when he tries to cross the aisle, he gets called names, he gets death threats, he gets all sorts of things. But it's not going to stop him from doing it because he thinks that we can work together. And so he was really cool to listen to these guys, you know, that are friends with each other. They're, you know. And one of the things they said about, that Danny Heck said, one of the best phrases he had someone say to him is that, and I think he was applying to commissioners in general, you have a very important job, but you're not a very important person. It's true. It's true. You can't view yourself. You have to have humility in the job.
Exactly.
You have to be humble. And then, who was it that said this to him? I think it was John Dingell, who was in the House of Representatives for 59 years, said to him, look, Big Shot, you don't possess this power. We hold it in trust on behalf of those who sent us here.
Nice. If everybody could think that.
I know. But it was really cool.
Yeah.
They talked about climate change, that it is intensifying, but that not all events that we see these days that people are attributing to climate change are necessarily because of climate change. And that most global warming has increased since 1981, which I didn't know that. And one of the farmers that gave a speech, it was Chad from WSU, he was talking about that he has an apple
orchard.
Thank you. I was thinking farm, branch. No. Okay, orchard. And then he grows Honeycrisp apples. And he said that they, the way that Honeycrisps turn red, which I never knew this.
Me either.
I know. See, is that it's warm during the day, and then the temperatures have to drop at night. And if those temperatures do not drop below a certain point at night, the apples do not turn red. Mm-hmm.
And
they stay green on
green.
The trees.
Yep.
And he said when that happens, they have to leave them on longer because green apples don't sell if they're Honeycrisps.
Right.
So he said by the time we're waiting those extra 2 weeks for those to turn red, they're overripe, mm-hmm. they don't sell, we have to juice them. So it's amazing how it's affected. He said that 50% of apples picked are thrown away. But,
wow.
But they're trying to find new ways to perfect this. And one of the ways is putting them in cold storage during winter works. And he also said that because of the way that our climate is shifting, that California crops will soon be grown in Washington.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily related to climate, but it's related to regulatory changes and water availability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because California. Yeah, okay.
California.
Because they have droughts
right.
going on down there.
Well, and the Colorado River, too.
Yes. Yeah. And then we had a guy who presented about electrified hybrid semis.
Oh, God, that's scary.
It was really impressive, but yet, as you know, first of all, I'm going, oh, wow, this is so cool, this is so cool, this is so cool. But then when you look at it even more so, it's like, oh, my goodness. They weigh a lot more. You know, the challenges are the upfront cost, the infrastructure readiness, and the weight of them, mm-hmm. and the range of their charge. Because right now, the charges aren't very. And he had one at the conference that he was showing to everybody. It was a beautiful truck. But the incentives are that there is partial funding, there's grants, but the cost of these is 3 times of a diesel truck. So, you know, but on the other hand, the guy who was talking about, and it's further on in here, about energy and to, I have it in here somewhere. We have sufficient electrification to generate our needs at this time, but do we have enough power to electrify future vehicles? We don't.
Right.
So if the fleet of trucks were produced right now, they would be 40% of our current available electricity.
Wow.
So, you know, it's all about, okay, so you've got to create more charging stations. And they showed, you know, charging stations for, like, they were talking about also hybrid electrified airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
And how they would land on a charging pad in this giant, looks like a bowl or like a plate or something.
Big plate.
Charging. Yeah, and that those things, you know, they figured within the next, what was it, what year, they said that we would probably have a commercial, by 2027 or 2028, we'll probably see our first commercial electric airplane. So if you think about it, and then they asked the question, how many people would... I will not go on the first
one. I would not either, and I wouldn't be on the road with a big old truck going at me.
So,
but I think, you know, I voted for like 5 years after.
Yeah, 5 years after.
Oh, that's right.
I
had a vote.
Yeah.
That was pretty good, though.
That was funny.
Nobody said
he
no.
Asked, then that guy who presented had asked, what would be that one big reason why you wouldn't want to do it right away? And I yelled out, gravity!
That was
funny. Yeah.
Gravity.
For sure, I need some.
You can only go 500 miles. We're done.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
So they said the revenue growth for the previous 4 years was up to 20.4%, but the projected for future growth in the next 4 years is 3.5%. So they believe that not belt tightening, but flow of funds are not going to be larger during what we're going through right now. Is what they said, and which is interesting because at the legislative session that I was at a couple weeks ago, they kind of said the same thing, that you know, we're not, they didn't feel like we were going to go into a deep recession, but yet it was going to be a little bit different in the landscape, how things were going to be processed and how we were going to move through it. But it wasn't going to be horrible, awful, but it was going to be, it is going to affect in ways that we weren't expecting it to.
Did they talk about supply chain at all? Any issues with the supply chain stuff?
No,
yeah, they were hoping it would improve.
Yeah, no real updates.
A lot of people are worried.
Yeah.
About.
They think it's going to start to improve, but there's still some where it needs to be.
So Jim Darling was talking about the future reports. Yep. Jim Darling, Dan, and Dan Wara from Anacortes. And this is an interesting point. Did you know that in 1991, The Simpsons predicted that Trump would run for president and would win? Are you kidding?
No. There's a ton of their predictions. Yeah, look, Google it.
1991. Okay.
They have multiple.
That people have going right now.
Yeah.
Is that we will be able to possibly read email with contact lenses, or driving yourself will be considered unsafe. Or there will be a live woolly mammoth that we'll be able to see. Because of DNA.
Yeah, they'll be able to create it.
Like Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see a saber-toothed tiger.
Right.
That'd be awesome.
Okay, so I think, and then one of the presentations was by Dick Guy Nagel, who... We learned about it at the last conference, but now they're pretty much in their building of the place. Derry Gold is coming to the Port of Pasco. And what a nice guy. I mean, he was so informative and funny. And
Australian.
He was Australian.
Australian.
I just sat there and listened to him talk.
I thought for sure he was from New Zealand.
No, I know. I was guessing, too. But they make 30 million pounds of milk processed per day.
Oh,
and they are bringing, 100, and that's just in Washington, Idaho, Montana area. That's just, you know, and I think Canada too. They're bringing 120 new jobs to Pasco.
That's awesome. And that's with that TIF, right?
Yeah, that's what
it is. Yep, exactly.
They were the first ones to take advantage of
it. Yeah, because we listened to them at the commissioner's session
last
year,
right? Yeah, they talked about Marigold coming.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, that's my report.
Yeah, he was awesome.
That's good.
Good job.
That's interesting. I like that.
It was.
Thanks, Justin.
Yeah.
Steve's done.
Well, gosh, I mean, I don't have a whole lot, actually.
It's like covered it all,
you know,
right?
I mean, no, it was, but I agree that it was one of the better conferences I've been to, other than my favorite conferences, which are the environment conferences, which are phenomenal. And this year's environment was spectacular, too. But they had some really cool things, and unfortunately, I didn't get to see the climate change part. But I got some of the information from it.
And yeah.
It's really interesting. Mm-hmm. And kind of scary in relation to the sea level rise question. And it's all the, I mean, it's a high topic, and we need to really think about it for us as well. Where we're at, where we might be in the future, you know, that type of thing. So anyway.
Interesting.
That's all I have.
Oh, after the meeting, I will tell you all about my poltergeist room.
Oh, I'd love
to hear that stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, she did.
It.
She
it's
did
not ghost-related.
A bet.
Oh.
Yeah.
One thing after
that
another.
That we know of.
Yeah, that we know of.
Okay, so... Commission report, staff reports.
Brady, you want to kick
it off? Sure. The Christmas tree lighting went very well. I'm sure there's a lot of happy people that were there. That was really nice. You know, a lot of
there
kids
were a lot of people there too.
Yeah,
I mean, it was
so
crazy.
It went off without a hitch at all. I'm pretty excited about that. We were supposed to have Evening Magazine come last night and catch up to the lighting last night, but they called and canceled. But that's, you know, so that's okay. You know, like they said, they'll make it another point. They might be able to get here depending on. And then I know Greg and I've been kind of working with some other gentleman that wants to do a drone over.
He's fully approved.
Yeah. So that's
I hope he shares that with us.
Oh, he will. He's been really nice to work with, really nice gentleman. He wanted to make sure he followed all the rules. And
yeah.
I just gave him as much as I could on it. So.
Yeah.
I got Roach Harbor coming in with some big boats this weekend. It'll be nice too because they want to come over and see their kids, but I'm very happy about that they're still coming. And then I'm very proud of my staff, or the staff here, because they've been working really hard for all of us getting together to try to get more yacht clubs in next weekend. I contacted a couple from Canada that are putting it on their agenda to try to get down here. And so I'm also calling Paul's boat to see if we can make it, like, you know, like Greg and I have always been talking about, you know, maybe get them come to Port Towns and, you know, just have like four marinas that we can work together with to try to get a circulation of things going on. So I've been working with a person over at Paul's boat over there to see if we can do it to entice more people to come here. So we're providing their itinerary or somewhat of it, or at least offering a skeleton one to them that they might jump in on board. So I got a couple more from Oregon that we're talking about coming up here. It'll be really nice. I think we're going to, you know, I'm aiming for at least 40 this year, if not more. But it's just calling them right now and just telling them, this is the weekend I need you to come, you know, and make sure that they haven't already pre-planned this weekend. So it's been a lot of fun. But the staff did a great job. A lot of the really nice volunteers we have for the Christmas lights, I'd like to give them a shout out to the ladies. It was the ladies. I would like to not just say the ladies, but it is the ladies that were putting all the effort into getting the figurines together and going back through all of our old stuff and helping out there. So they're dynamite. We'd be lost without them, that's for sure. Seasonal mortgage is going really good. I got more big boats coming in here. It's just a matter of them getting here after the November winds and stuff like that. So hopefully we'll see a bigger slot, more people down in the guest dock. And then I guess I'll let Greg go on. That's it. So.
I just want to thank everyone for being patient with my mom and all of that. She's finally on coming out on the other end of it. So, and that was a kind of a scary time for me because, like, as Greg, you know, said, when you start your whole career over and you don't have that.
Yeah.
Little, it was scary for me because I didn't know for sure, and I just appreciate stepping up for me and being there. Oh, yeah. And that's just how the board is, so very, very thank you for that. And we are going through our state audit right now. It's going really well. The person, the head auditor we're working with, has been there for 35 years. And she's been a joy to talk to. Stacy and I have been working with her, you know, like every other day for a while. And so she's like, okay, I need to catch up. You guys are way ahead of me. I'm gonna, you know. So she's typing up her stuff. And it's been a little bit of a struggle, only because for 2019, we did a conversion from cash to GAAP accounting.
Yep, yep.
And then also some of the records have been a little difficult for us to dig out of the boxes and that kind of thing. But what it has done is it's opened our eyes to how to make those records more available moving forward. And it's been a complete team effort. So we are already thinking ahead of, okay, we're going to do this now, and everything will be digital for us, electronic signatures, all the files are getting cleaned up. We've had just some great discussion with operations on, you know, specific process. It's brought a lot of things to light that we wouldn't even have known about because we hadn't touched them yet. So, Stacy and I are making a commitment to do more formalized training with the state auditors, but it's really given us a really good feel for how to best move forward as an organization to make sure. It's a lot, but it's been a very good experience. So excited to get that over and done with, and we'll share all that with you. The exit interview will be open to public, so look forward to that.
Do you know when that is?
No, she specifically has 7 audits at a time going.
Oh.
So she's working with Clallam County, and so that's the one that's the biggest for her. But you know, I'm kind of pushing to wrap some stuff up and doing our best to send her, not have them wait for information. So I think it'll hopefully be done, wrapped up by the end of the year. Is my goal.
Okay, right.
Well, so I was thinking after that.
Yeah.
Cool. That's great.
A lot of giggles.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like, are you guys really working on the audit in there?
I know, we just can't.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
She's been really good.
I met with her too.
She's funny.
Yeah.
She's really great.
Yeah.
I mean, really, really fantastic.
Most people are afraid of auditors.
She's so experienced.
Oh, yeah.
She's seen it all, even though she always gets something new. She's really, really exceptional.
Yeah.
And I also think that it's a reflection that she... if we didn't have such good staff, really truly doesn't go that way, and they're not very laughable at all.
Yeah, she likes to teach people, and so we have a lot to learn. So we said, "Oh, teach us! Look at, you know, dig in, help us." It's been good.
Yeah.
Good relationship.
Really good relationship.
Yeah.
That's good.
Best I've seen.
Yeah.
Most people are afraid of auditors.
Yeah.
They're not just afraid of them, they're terrified.
Yeah. In general, that's usually the consensus. Like,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's really a reflection on Audrey and Stacy, for sure.
Definitely.
Thank
you. All right.
What do I have to share? In conjunction with Stacy and Audra, we've been working on cleaning up a lot of stuff, and after this audit and after the first of the year, that will allow us more time to really dive into the files and the policies and the procedures, and been trying to work with the staff, because they're the ones that see the day-to-day stuff that we may not know about. And so trying to incorporate conversations with Rose and Ashley and Ray and everybody that sees the public and deals with, you know, the tenants and things that are happening. So really trying to tighten up all of those processes and procedures so that no question, we know where to find them, we know where they're at, everything is, easily found and documented properly, and working on cleaning up a lot of the HR files. We've found some things in the audit that, you know, best practices that we should be doing as we move forward and making changes and updates in employee compensation, things like that. So we're working on new processes for that. Getting ready for our annual holiday event for everybody.
Time?
5:30 next Thursday at the Western Red Brewery. I'm going to tighten or finalize those things with them tomorrow and the caterer. We'll have music and game and food and a little bit of fun, maybe some karaoke. So that'll be a good time.
Karaoke?
Oh, yeah.
She's a really good singer.
I'm
not.
That was...
Oh, heck no. I tried one time back when I drank in the 80s. One time in dive bar, it didn't go out too well. Dive bar, Bourbon, I'll never forget that.
Those are the best.
Harry Burton and Animals, that didn't work.
Oh, hey.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah.
Did you start too high?
I was like, I'm getting back with this. I'm like, no one's talking to me. One of those, oh boy.
Oh my God.
What else are we working on?
I would attract wild animals. And not in a good way. They're just screaming.
Oh my God.
But I'm happy to be here, and it's fun learning from all of you guys and just learning a new industry, and I'm excited for the future, and things are going really well, and so thank you for your support and, and all of your help too. So.
Well, yeah, awesome. I would echo Chris. Chris, I am really excited for the future, and I'm really glad that where we are right now. And I think on the other side, the audit will just be, it's really pivotal for the board as an institution. And there's no way this audit would go the way it's been going without having Audra and Stacy do a lot of heavy lifting. And I can't thank them enough, honestly.
Yeah.
They give me peace of mind, and they should give you peace of mind. That's a very rare thing to witness, is the relationship between them and the auditor. But they're really that good. And she's got 35 years experience, so she's seen it. I want to thank Ray and all the staff, you know, at the front desk, and also all the good people out in the Tory and everybody, because we're getting so much work done, and I hear a lot of kudos, and I don't know if I passed along enough, and I hope I did, but there's so many positive comments, not just, you know, on the web or marinas.com or whatever. I hear it almost becomes routine, and you can't take it for granted, because I can tell you it doesn't happen in most places. They're doing a good job, and I'm just super optimistic. I'm kind of optimistic already, but I am very, very optimistic, and I hope everybody has a sense of well-being working here at the port, as I will weather anything.
Thank you.
And thanks very much to the vote of confidence from the commission. I want to thank you so much, but that's also really a reflection of all this team and everybody's in alignment, really working well. Great people. And a great place to work.
Yeah,
I feel very lucky.
Thanks for your leadership.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Next regular meeting is Wednesday, January 25th at 1 p.m. Here as a hybrid and at the Village Green Community Center. And I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn at 8:30.
Very good. And I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Nicely done.
Yay!
Wow.
Okay, so my poltergeist room.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So I get there, and we went out to dinner.
It's creepy,
guys. It's
okay,
creepy.
So I go into my room, take a shower, and I have this much shampoo. So I thought, okay. They did not take a shower. So I called at the front desk. They brought me a bunch of shampoo and conditioner. Right? So I get in bed. There's a stain on the bed and on the top part of the bed. So I thought, okay, I'm going to go sit on the other bed because I had two beds in my room.
Yeah, don't tell me.
God.
I'm glad I had two beds in my room. So flip the TV on.
Second bed was okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
TV doesn't
right.
work. TV doesn't
for the record.
call down, say, hey, the TV does not work. TV doesn't work. So they sent somebody up. So the guy gets there, and he's moving around, and he pulls the TV out from him, and he goes, well, somebody unplugged this, because I had checked all the plugs. Up at the very top, there's this thing that goes in. And I went, why would they unplug it? So he
finds out why.